The bushfire threat to Australia's Blue Mountains was averted on Wednesday and evacuated residents were allowed to return home for the moment. But Shane Fitzsimmons, the Rural Fire Service Commissioner of New South Wales, warns that the crisis is far from over, with unfavourable weather conditions predicted for the next few days. Meanwhile, debate rages over the impact of climate change on the likelihood of major fires. Julia Cirillo reports.
71 fires in total are burning across the state of New South Wales. More than 3,000 firefighters continue to battle the flames, and hundreds of homes have already been destroyed. With major bushfires rarely occurring so early on in the warmer season, the ongoing crisis has been linked to changing environmental conditions caused by global warming. Professor Andrew Pittman is the director of the Australian Research Council's Centre of Excellence for Climate System Science. He says that the evidence is increasingly clear.
We have had fires historically this early before, but I think the difference this time is that we've just gone through a winter that is unprecedentedly warm. It's not about the day or the day before the bushfires, it's about the 3 or 4 months of winter that were enormously warm, in part due to global warming, leading to an environment particularly conducive to fire.
The scientific debate has moved into the political arena as well, with Deputy Greens leader Adam Bandt claiming that the government's climate policies could cause more bushfires. Australia's new Prime Minister Tony Abbott is set to repeal the carbon tax imposed by the previous Labour administration on the country's 300 biggest polluters. He told a radio station in Melbourne that climate change is not connected to bushfires and that fire is part of the Australian experience. I'm Giulia Cirillo.